thanks for the information, Annette, and thanks for checking in this evening. We'll go down the list here to KC8SDL Rob, standby KE8AZN. Good evening, Rob.
KC8YVF in the group, the old Charlie H. Doug FEMA. Yeah, I can concur with Dan there about the wind there. It's horrible there. Yeah, I think about my railroad buddies here. I know they're probably being very careful about running freight, because one little spark from the turbo, from the exhaust from the diesel can cause a wildfire. Yeah, I've had that experience when I worked for the railroad back 20 years ago. But yeah, it's that wind is pretty wild today. Yeah, radio wise, I was gonna say I know this morning was okay. I fired up the Kenwood about 8 o'clock, but there was a lot of lightning crashes. The gust of the storm over Lake Huron, and band conditions could have been better, but it finally filled a little loud and it wasn't too bad. But yeah, I was on this morning, but I had some other stuff to do, mainly do laundry for the XYL, so I did that, and things kind of calmed down. But yeah, man, I really got to load the dryer as we speak here. I got to take it upstairs and I'll get it done. So. Like I said, I obviously told you about the River of Time. I had a good time with that there. I think I sent you some videos on that River of Time. I hope I did. But I had a good time about that. And, of course, the gal that coordinates that, they invited me back for next year, so I'll definitely go. So, we had an open house at the museum, open house at the Railroad Museum in Saginaw here Saturday. We had a fairly good turnout there. I fired up one of the diesel locomotives for the last open house of the year. We have one more open house that's toward the end of the month, but I've got everything all winterized. And I started up one of the diesels. As a matter of fact, we had an old air horn off the old blue engine there that doesn't run. We took one of the volunteers took the air horn off, and me and my buddies there, we concocted I gave more support and concocted an air hose, and we hooked it up and tried to blow the horn. Boy, she blew quite well. Yeah, I was going to say, but we did that. Then we shut down and called it a day, but we had a good time at the museum. So. Okay, other than that, so I got your report for more. Doing a great job there, Ron. I'll be around for the 7-3 round. KC8YVF, KC8SCO. Rob, you're in Bay City. Of course, wave a hand to Miss Vinny. Back to that, Ron.
All right, Rob. I'm glad you could check in. Sounds like you had a busy time as well this weekend.
Sounds like a lot of
fun. That's a good thing. All right, next up on the list, we'll go to KE8AZN, and then we'll do a station break for more check-ins. Go right ahead, Greg.
Well, awesome. This is KE8AZN, and thank you so much for taking the net there tonight, Rob. You're doing a fantastic job. I would say that I was mowing the lawn the other day, and not today, but I was mowing the lawn the other day, and a lot of leaves were around, and I was smelling burning leaves. I'm wondering what in the world's going on. I look behind me, and the leaves are burning. I'm like, what the heck? How did that happen? Well, it was probably something from the exhaust then. So, but anyway, I got 15 degrees Celsius here. I have to look and do the conversion there and maybe change the thermometer, but it kind of looks overcast here. I would say probably overcast down there, so I would say that we'll probably get some rain. So, but anyway, hey, this is back over to you there. This is KE8AZN, back to KC8YVF, Rob.
Well, thanks for checking in, Greg. Yeah, you got to be careful out there. The exhaust from lawnmowers, any type of power equipment, leaf blowers, weed whackers, ATVs if you're out doing work or whatever. Yeah, you got to really be careful at this point. My grass is dry. Only spot it's green is where the downspouts come off the house. For what little rain we've got, right around that where the downspouts come out, there's about a 5-foot area spread at the end that's nice and green, but the rest of it's all brown. So I did go out and cut the lawn today. Not really to cut the lawn. There's nothing to cut but to pick up the leaves and the debris in the lawn. So my entire lawn, I got one of those paper leaf bags was about it, but just made it look a little cleaner in that regard. But, yeah, I hope we do, and it is cloudy here. Right now it looked like it was going to rain, but I watched the news before it came down, and there's nothing out there. But they said we could have a little pop-up shower possible, but not a real high probability. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Rag Chew Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.
Yeah, November 8, Echo, Romeo, Lima, Dave Shields.
Okay, Dave, we got you in there. Any other check-ins? Call now.